We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, whether you're on YouTube or on the text line, Jim Phil, we see you, bro. Like, it's this thing. Look, everything goes into beating Indiana, and then win or lose against this week against Indiana. Next week, the game in Columbus, Ohio means everything. Mm-hmm. Fans deserve that. Players deserve that. Coaches deserve that. And I think coaches coach better when they work under that premise that I literally have to make every – you get 12 opportunities to build a resume. And we would always ask the question, have you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish? Like today, have you made the play that you saw in your head? Have you made the play you dreamed about? Is all the reps you had in the summer, have you made the play today that says that this thing pays off? And it's real. It's real through this thing. Austin, Major League Baseball has given us, it's given us all the feels.
Indeed.
It's given us all the feels. Headed towards it. We're in inning 6 of game 3. The Guards, who are down 2-0, are leading the Yankees 2-1 in the 6th inning. This is their season. This is kind of the Indiana thing I was talking about. It's Cleveland's season. They got nothing. Everything they have in the tank goes to beating the Yankees today.
Mm-hmm.
And
has to.
Same for the Mets. Same for the Mets tonight. And I love these doubleheader days. Although they could have pushed the Dodger game back an hour so we don't cross over.
You know, why they hate us?
Like, I don't understand it. Like, it's the West Coast. New York, they don't mind first pitch at 9 o'clock. They've done football at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. Give me a break. And it's a bi-coastal series.
It is. Push it back.
Push it back an hour. We don't need the first pitch. So it is a 9 o'clock first pitch. Or 8 o'clock first pitch in New York. Okay. 8 o'clock.
Okay, fine. 8:30. We'll see when they actually throw it.
Who you got? Do the Guards get it done tonight?
That bullpen is beyond elite. So, yeah, I feel pretty confident that the Guards will close this one out. As much as I don't like it.
Yeah, and ready for this? I forgot these are the 2-3-2 days.
Yeah.
These are the 2-3-2 days. So not only will they play the early game, will the Dodgers and Mets play tonight, first pitch at 7 o'clock Central Time. They will play the next game at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
They will.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Go to bed late, get up early, get yourself ready. You're going to be in New York City playing baseball at Citi Field.
I'm trying to find who tweeted this out because it was pretty incredible. Obviously, as much as I would have loved for my beloved Royals to still be playing, Okay. So this is from Fangraphs wins above replacement. The most wins above replacement by players dating back to 2020. Mm-hmm. Number one is Shohei. Mm-hmm. Number two, Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. Number three, Juan Soto. Number four, Jose Ramirez. Number five, Freddie Freeman. Number six, Frankie Lindor. Number seven, Mookie Betts.
I kept saying these series are just...
All of them are playing today.
I just felt like this is the way it was supposed to play out. Like, I thought, I thought they would all get to 2-1. So I thought Cleveland would win today. Mm-hmm. And then the question then was, what happens with the Mets and Dodgers? I thought tonight would be a thing. Like, I think for the Mets, they have to win tonight. Guards have to win tonight. Mm-hmm. Like, period.
Well, the guards don't have to. Has someone ever come back from down 3-0 on the Yankees before? Has that ever happened?
Not Cleveland.
But has anyone?
Not Cleveland. Somebody has, but those folks are not in the house. Those folks are not in the building.
If the Red Sox were UMBC, who's to say Cleveland can't be Fairleigh Dickinson? Is that unfair to do
that
today?
100%. That is 100%. Who you got in the NFL game tonight, Austin Orman?
Oh, golly. That is Broncos Saints, I believe?
Yes, sir. Oof. In New Orleans. In Nolens.
I suppose all of them are going to go marching in. I'll take them, Saints.
Yeah. I feel, but have you given Chris Raff a hug lately?
I haven't seen Raff.
Because he has to watch this Denver team.
Okay, I had to watch the Colts-Broncos game a couple of years ago. So, yeah. Raph's got one up on me.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
We've all seen a bad Thursday night game.
Oh, man. It's going to be that time. Well, we're going to bounce out of here. WTF will take you through a pickup. You'll be able to follow them on the streams for the entire show. For the first half hour, you get them on the brick and mortar, and then we'll jump over to football. But please, find them on the streams. Catch all these Thursday night shows. And then we'll be back at it tomorrow here on 93.7 The Ticket.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.